It's been a long time since American history was depicted on the musical stage, but right now there are three Broadway shows with historical themes. But these are not the singing, dancing founding fathers of 1776.
Now, one more time.
Oh, you can take your B&O, and you can take your Santa Fe, and you can take your old Rock Island line and throw them all away.
That's music from the Scottsboro Boys, one of three shows this season that mix history with the high kicks and fanfare of Broadway. The others are Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson and A Free Man of Color, and they all take vastly different approaches to their historical stories. Time Out New York Theater editor David Cote says that the shows look at U.S. history with a critical lens.
All three, of course, are dealing with pivotal chapters in American history, or in the case of the Scottsboro Boys, in really shameful, lesser-known chapters in American history. But I think all three pieces, whether they're, you know, they're plays and musicals, they're all grappling with history as a sort of unfinished story.
The Scottsboro Boys is about the 1931 trial of nine young black men accused of the gang rape of two white women in Alabama. It became an emblem of racism in the U.S. legal justice system. Although it takes race into account, Cote says that Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson is an obvious critique of politics right now.
It's going back and looking at this president as possibly a precursor to current-day Tea Party movement. So it's looking at specifically what Andrew Jackson did in his presidency and the ethical content of that, but it's also looking at the continuum of American, you know, ideological movements. What is it, populism? I mean, there's a very funny early number in Bloody Bloody called Populism, Yeah, Yeah. It's a great tune, but it's kind of like the title, it's kind of meaningless.
One of the problems Cote sees with the historical musicals is generational.
Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson is a very irreverent emo rock musical take on a very heavy subject. So even though we're dealing with issues of genocide, it's treated in a very tongue-in-cheek, bitter manner. So I think that maybe some older audiences who are coming to the musical, they might be not quite seeing what's quite so funny about it. There's also a lot of divisive attitudes surrounding the Scottsboro Boys, because the big conceit there, of course, is telling the story of this huge miscarriage of justice through the tropes of blackface minstrelsy. And certain audience members, whether they're of color or not, they may be finding the treatment offensive, that it's an all-white creative team and a mostly black cast, and they're using these very racially charged images from blackface minstrelsy to tell the story.
Cote says the stylized feel of historical plays is a tradition that works only in live theater.
You always have this sense of dress-up, of unreality. There's this great line in Free Men of Color, and he says, I need to play a role in this Hobbesian juggernaut called history, which is, you know, it's ridiculous. It's a very farcical play. Characters in a historical play who know that they're becoming victims of history is very, it's very theatrical. There's always been, I think, a wonderful tension between theatrical representation and kind of historical fidelity.
David Cote is the theater editor for Time Out New York. This is WQXR's Arts File Online.
Thank you, boys. Now, one more time.
Oh, you can take your B&O, and you can take your Santa Fe, and you can take your old Rock Island line and throw them all away.
If a Pennsylvania calls to say you want your money back,
and if the New York Central's on the phone,
tell them they're way off the track. Come
far away places, they're in my bones. I know all the states. Southeast to Georgia, down to Pensacola, north to Knoxville, west to Arkansas, and straight on to Shreveport. I know the train schedules. When the freights leave, when they arrive, I can light a butt in the wind on top of a moving boxcar. I am free! I am free! I am free! There ain't a soul can hold me back, cause I am just as free as air. As long as I got legs and train got wheels, I could arrive me anywhere. And if the Lord above comes down and asks you where the hell I am, just tell him no one knows where Haywood goes, cause I'm a boxcar baby lamb.
Come and sing in Chattanooga, come and sing in Chattanooga, on the Southern Rim, on the Southern Rim.